the United Nations Assistant Secretary General described the militarized aid distribution centers in Gaza as death traps. Al Jazeera reported that at least 95 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces on Tuesday, including more than a dozen desperate people seeking food. Assistant Secretary General Khalid Kiari opened the United Nations Security Council meeting on Monday with grim statistics. Since October 2023, 56,500 Palestinians have been killed, with more than 1,000 fatalities since mid-June, an average of 82 deaths per day. He criticized the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, an initiative backed by Israel and the U.S. Since June 17th, at least 580 Palestinians have been killed, trying to reach Gaza Humanitarian Foundation distribution points or waiting for other aid convoys. Several council members, including China, the UK, and France, condemned the humanitarian toll and called for an immediate ceasefire. They stressed that humanitarian aid should never be politicized or militarized. Palestine's representative condemned Israel's action in Gaza as genocide and urged global support for a sovereign Palestinian state.
And while the whole world stands with Gaza, and we recognize this solidarity, Gaza stands alone, and Gaza will continue standing alone for as long as the genocide continues. We are entitled to life. We are entitled to freedom. We are entitled to security, and we are entitled to our independent state.
Israel's representative pushed back, defending military strikes as acts of necessity against Hamas militants. He stood firm that a ceasefire will only happen once the 50 hostages held in Gaza are returned.
I don't call for destruction. I don't call for vengeance. No, I ask for something far more simple, far more human. And I tell you that every week almost. Bring them home. Very simple. You all spoke about what you expect, humanitarian ceasefire, release of hostages. It's otherwise. It starts with the release of the hostages. Then you can speak about the rest.
The United States representative voiced his unwavering support for Israel's right to defend itself against Hamas.
Accusations of genocide are categorically false here and fuel anti-Semitism around the world. America fully supports Israel's right to defend itself. Israel has taken numerous measures to limit harm to civilians and to address humanitarian needs. The loss of civilian life in Gaza is tragic, but the responsibility for this rests with Hamas.
Others, like Algeria and Russia, pointed to Israeli settlement expansion as a key factor blocking peace. The council convened under a resolution calling for a halt to settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Calls for a two-state solution echoed throughout the chamber, with many representatives voicing their support for it as the only viable path to peace. The Palestinian representative reiterated his state's desire for lasting peace and a two-state solution.
We want shared life, two states, Palestine and Israel. We are very clear. And I wish we could have that clarity from the other side. Two states, Palestine and Israel. So there are solutions to all the problems, as long as we are finally in a context where our rights are recognized, where both sides' security can be guaranteed.
The council session closed with calls for accountability, an immediate ceasefire, and urgent international action to prevent famine. But with little consensus and no action, the crisis in Gaza remains unresolved. This is Sophia Rice-Alfani for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.